This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Muggs. A program created at the University of Cincinnati is now part of all of Ohio's public universities. In 2017, the UC Office of Innovation was working to change the process for the commercialization of faculty-created intellectual property. And after that process was complete, it caught the attention of Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted. Here to talk about what led the Ohio IP Promise is University of Cincinnati Chief Innovation Officer David J. Adams. David, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's good to be here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What exactly does that mean? What is the intellectual property that's being created by faculty members?
Well, let's talk about the way the world used to exist, and then we'll talk about how it exists today. But it used to be that if you were a student or faculty at, you know, our university or a university here in Ohio, University of Cincinnati, in our case, retained all the rights to that intellectual property. Now, you think about an entrepreneur wanting to take something into the marketplace. One of the key things that's going to be really important to them is who owns that intellectual property. So if you're already restricting the ownership up front, it doesn't create an environment that supports entrepreneurialism. Likewise, if you're an investor looking to invest in an organization, intellectual property is a really important thing. And so if you tell that investor that you only have rights to it, but you can't own it, it doesn't really incent the behaviors that we're looking for. If you think about the world of change and everything going on today, it's all about how do we accelerate inventions and entrepreneurialism. And so what we've done at the University of Cincinnati, which we're really, really excited about, is we've changed our intellectual property policies to really help accelerate that.
Even your title, Chief Innovation Officer, sounds like something that comes out of the startup world, right? So can you just give us an idea of like what having your role on campus means to a modern university?
Well, what it recognizes is that the world we live in is undergoing a fast amount of change. And so how do you have an organization that can help the university with that change? When President Pinto created this position 2 years ago, his first assignment to me was create the front door to the university. We recognize there's a lot of change going on. But how do organizations from Fortune 50 companies all the way to entrepreneurs, how do they connect with the university? So we took an old Sears building that was built in 1929, and we've converted it into something we call the 1819 Innovation Hub. So that's a place where companies like Kroger and Procter & Gamble and others can connect with our faculty and our students to actually engage them in innovation. But it's also a place where our faculty or students who are wanting to start businesses can actually engage with us as well to make that happen, and we can connect with the community. So it's a great place where, you know, change can actually materialize itself, and we can actually engage the university with the organizations that are here, as well as the ones that want to be here in the future.
And your university, the University of Cincinnati, produced an article about the change in approach to intellectual property. And in that, you noted that the university has seen a 400% increase of startups spun out of university-created intellectual property, as well as an increase in partnerships with companies like the ones that you mentioned, Kroger and also WorldPay, what was mentioned in this office. I don't know what the baseline number is. I don't know what 400% of is, but tell us a little bit about what that represents.
Well, if you think about the way I just described how intellectual property used to be dealt with, it meant the university had everything. So in today's environment, students now own all their intellectual property. If you're a faculty member now at the University of Cincinnati, you have exclusive rights to that intellectual property, so you can immediately take it into the marketplace. Candidly, one of the big issues companies had and do have with engaging with universities is who owns the intellectual property that gets created. We've got a process now where a company can own 100% of what they are working on with the university. We've reduced all the friction, whether you're a student, whether you're a faculty member, or a company wanting to engage with us. So why is this important? It's important that as we continue to recruit talent to Cincinnati and to the university, that future students and future faculty and future companies see this as a place that reduces all the friction relative to intellectual property, which is really at the core of everything we do. We're also so excited that the Lieutenant Governor came down and saw the wonderful things that we're doing here and elected to roll this out statewide. So where we've been at this for a year, we really believe that it, as a result of being able to do this, we've also helped the state accelerate its efforts as the governor and lieutenant governor continue to attract future businesses and future talent to our great state.
Yeah. So the lieutenant governor, John Husted, had visited, and now this appears to be basically policy at all of 14 public universities.
Yes, it is.
In Ohio. Well, what does that mean to the program that you developed, knowing that even rival schools or ones farther away in the state are now doing what you did?
Well, it's very exciting because we're all in this together. You know, one of the biggest challenges we're facing as a city, as a university, and as a state is how do we attract and retain that future talent here in our great state? And so, although we're excited to be leading that charge here in Cincinnati and the university, we're also excited it's being able to be rolled out throughout the state because this helps our entire community.
Okay, so it seems like the universities are giving up a little bit of their own power in this. So is that a challenge for universities to do typically, or were they eager to do this?
I think it's a big challenge always, anytime we talk about change. But if you look at the numbers on a broad basis, it makes a lot of sense. For a long time, everybody was trying to protect things that they didn't know whether there was real value to that intellectual property or not. If you look at Stanford University, which is really heralded as one of the most leading entrepreneurial universities in the world, they've done some data research over the last 35 years and found out of the 6,000 inventions that they wish to commercialize, only 53 of those, think about that, 53 generated more than $1 million for the university. So this is all about how do we accelerate and get more out of the university. By giving the faculty rights to that, we'll still get money should they have success with that, but we hope they're wildly successful and create the next unicorns right here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
So the people who – well, let's talk about students specifically because we know that the faculty are working on their things, but students are too. And students may have entrepreneurial motivation while they're young and in college and exploring things for the first time. And some of those ideas may be great. Facebook was hatched in college, of course.
Absolutely.
What do you think, as someone who's relatively new to Cincinnati, what do you think of the overall environment in this community to nurture those ideas? You have your 18-19 startup hub on campus, but outside of that, access to capital is necessary and angel investors are necessary and so on. What do you think?
Well, I think we've got a healthy environment. I think it can always, you know, be improved. And when I say improved, I think the velocity of ideas and new creations become really important. If you look at any major city, your what's called a Carnegie Level 1 research institution is where you see a lot of startups get generated. So for those students and those faculty, we not only want to help the ones that are there today, but as future students who are very much entrepreneurially minded or faculty who are entrepreneurially minded, we want them to see University of Cincinnati as a destination location for those ideas. We firmly believe what that's also going to attract is other talent, and it's going to attract other capital to our community as well. And so although we've got a great innovation ecosystem here today, we think by creating the 18-19 Innovation Hub and continuing to expand upon this and create a beacon to the nation and the world that we're doing this, it's going to continue to recruit talent to our community.
One thing that I noticed as someone who had raised money for a business that I own over in Northern Kentucky, a newspaper, which is a challenge to try to raise money for in the 21st century, I learned a lot about the process of investors and angel investors and going through that whole thing. And what I noticed was, and we only have about 30 seconds left, is that there is a focus on innovation. What do you think about the people who are like, you know what I want? I want to start a flower shop. I've always wanted to own a coffee shop. What do you think this community provides those folks who are looking for more traditional opportunities?
Well, I think we support all of that. And I think you're making a really important point. This isn't just about the next unicorn. This is also about supporting those entrepreneurs that want to start those businesses that might be a small company and only remain a small company. But how do we as a university help educate about what are the steps in the process to help make that happen? And I think we're well on our way.
All right. David J. Adams is the Chief Innovation Officer at the University of Cincinnati. He was here today to talk about the Ohio IP Promise. Thanks for coming in, David.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. And the technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.